Report, Yemen's Iran-backed Houthis plan to extort fees for Red Sea shipping. By John Hayward on July 29, 2026. The Iran-backed Houthi insurgents of Iran are reportedly considering a plan to extort fees for safe passage of international shipping vessels in the Red Sea, modeled on Iran's plans to collect ransoms for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Reuters on Wednesday quoted regional sources with knowledge of the matter who said the Houthis are contemplating a plan to impose fees on ships passing through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which connects the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. Two of the regional officials who spoke to Reuters said the plan was hatched when Houthi representatives traveled to Iran in July for the funeral of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed by an Israeli airstrike at the beginning of Operation Epic Fury on February 28. The objectives of such a move would be to normalize the practice of imposing fees on international waterways and increase pressure on the United States, the sources said. According to these regional officials, China has already held direct talks with the Houthis to ensure its tankers would not be attacked when they pass through the Red Sea, whether they pay ransoms or not. Tehran supposedly instructed the Houthis that Chinese ships should be exempt from fees for passing through the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Reuters quoted six sources with knowledge of the matter who confirmed that China has asked the Houthis directly to promise safe passage for its tankers. One of those sources was a senior Iranian official. The plane that flew the Houthis back to Yemen from Khamenei's funeral was reportedly carrying Iranian advisors who would help the Houthis set up their Bab el-Mandeb ransom operation. The legitimate government of Yemen, possibly with the help of Saudi Arabia, bombed the airport in the occupied capital of Sana'a on July 13 to prevent that plane from landing, touching off the current round of intense hostilities between the Houthis and Saudis. Last week, the Houthis declared a maritime ban on Saudi oil tankers in the Red Sea. The Houthi terrorists have attacked at least two Saudi oil tankers to enforce their blockade. At least four tankers carrying Saudi crude for China are known to have passed through the Red Sea unmolested since the blockade was declared. The Houthis have been sending emails to shipping companies, warning they could be attacked for loading or discharging cargo at, or from, any Saudi ports. Reuters noted that the Houthis would face strong opposition from Gulf and European countries if they attempt to set up a toll booth for the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, although it might be difficult for those countries to muster the air and naval power needed to protect huge, slow-moving tankers from constant terror attacks. The Houthis terrorized international shipping in the Red Sea during the Gaza War from 2023 to 2024, forcing captains to use much longer and more expensive routes around Africa, which added billions of dollars to shipping costs. There have been persistent rumors that some companies paid bribes to the Houthis to secure safe passage for their ships, but those reports have not been confirmed. Saudi Arabia shifted a great deal of its oil exports to the Red Sea route after Iran closed the Strait of Hormuz earlier this year. Maritime intelligence firm Qatar published an analysis this week that found the Saudis could shift their export route again to avoid the Bab el-Mandeb by using the Suez Canal, but it would be expensive and could disrupt supplies to some of Saudi Arabia's oil customers.